Let's wrap this evening's conversation up with your respective stock picks. Sekgabo, let's start off with you.
I'm going to be controversial, go for Afrimat. I'm quite bullish on it. we've been seeing the iron ore price coming down, and I think it's a good opportunity to get in at around 32 or so. Management has a really good capital allocation track record. When you compare it to peers, they're miles apart. Also, Mozambique, I think, is going to add quite a lot of impetus also to the investment case. So, yeah, I'd go with Afrimat. Also, in terms of cash generation, they got good free cash flow generation as well. And on about a 12.5 times PE, if you assume earnings increase of about 60% or so, I think it's one to get into.
Mark, what's sitting on your radar screen?
Okay, so tonight's going for Sasol. It's a bit of a spec buy at this stage. I mean, we saw a new management team being brought in. I mean, their trouble with building the ethane cracker in America is well known. But at this stage, the ethane cracker has been built. They've got a problem with the catalyst at the end of the process, which they're going to replace in December. And we've been assured that it's after that the cracker will be able, they'll be able to ramp it up like they've been trying to do since August this year. And as long as the oil price stays above $55 a barrel, the earnings from Sasol will be growing quite nicely over the next 3 to 4 years. So I think now it's really at rock bottom, and still quite a bit of risk until they get the ethane cracker up and running, and also a bit of risk if the oil prices are weaker. But anything above $55 a barrel, you can own Sasol.
Let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, Mark du Toit is with Oyster Catcher Investments and Sekgabo Molelekwa from Umthombo Wealth as well. We take more of your stock-related questions tomorrow. Have a good evening.